Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Sepp.
Drainage.
Chris Everett.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
Girls, my voice is a little bit back. That sounds better.
Sounding a little healthier.
Talking sports on the air. We got an action-packed show today.
Lots going on.
And I know as soon as I walked into the studio, said bodybuilder over here is like, you're going to love.
Who?
What will you do? Who would you be? What would you rather do? Whatever segment. So I'm looking forward to that.
I think it's pretty good.
Steve Savanu will be on momentarily to talk about a product that I'm pretty sure that neither one of you have ever even heard or seen of before.
Yeah.
And that's a turntable. So we're going to talk about that with Steve Savanu. At the bottom of the hour, Coach Chuck Martin from your Miami of Ohio. I believe they're the Red Hawks.
They are.
The Red Hawks coming to town to take on Mississippi State.
What?
Mississippi State.
We're going to reach out to Greg Hendrick, who yesterday covered for us the Nevada State Athletic Commission meeting.
Lots coming out of that
one. Yeah, a lot came out. Diaz and his community service, Brock Lesnar. And, it's Lesnar. I know. I'm just clowning. Brock Lesnar.
I'm just clowning.
Just clowning. I'm clowning, bro. Brock Lesnar gets suspended. John Jones gets suspended, which is half over already.
Yeah, you get suspended. You get everybody suspended.
Everybody's going to get suspended. And then the big one. You know, I'm hearing talk, which I'm not sure I really want to hear. I'm hearing talk if the Bucks win on Sunday, they're going to the Super Bowl.
Whoa.
I heard that.
Whoa.
You know what else I heard?
What'd you heard?
What I heard? I was in the Bucks locker room the other day. I believe that would have been yesterday. There's some pretty ticked off, chipped on shoulder football players over there.
In what sense?
They're like, enough about the Dallas Cowboy offensive line. We played them last year. Mm-hmm. We did pretty good last year. We got Clinton back. We got this guy back. Now, granted, Jacquees Smith won't be playing.
Right, yeah.
Howard Jones isn't there to come off the bench. But I like that. And I like the demeanor in the locker room. And I like that demeanor is not shown outside the locker room. You know, they're not walking around like they have chips. They're, you know. But in that locker room, this is a huge game. Massive game. Mm-hmm. You want to make the playoffs? You win this game on Sunday.
Now, everybody, me included, was making a big deal about how good the Cowboys were as a whole, not just the O-line.
They are.
Are. Well, depends on who you talk to, because a lot of people are saying that they have the record, but they don't have the strength of schedule. I know this isn't college, but they just haven't played the same quality teams that the Bucks have, if you're making the one-to-one comparison. So, do you put any
value into
the strength of schedule, per se?
No. First of all, they're in a pretty difficult, division.
Who's strength of schedule? I wasn't paying attention. I was looking something up. Who's strength of schedule?
Alex is saying that the Bucks have a much harder schedule than the Cowboys.
I'm saying people have said that.
Well, I'm saying that's what you said. You're just repeating.
Yeah.
Alex said, first of all, when Dallas plays Washington, the Giants, and Philadelphia, even if they're off in bad years, they're tough games. Giants, obviously, the only team to beat them.
Right.
I don't know the rest of their schedule. But this just in, the Bucks played the Rams. Come on.
Yeah.
The Saints,
come on.
The Panthers, come on. So for anybody, not you, but for anybody that's saying.
You look up the Bucks week by week, I'll look up the Cowboys.
But to say strength of schedule, unless you play the Rams, unless you play the Browns, unless you play the Jacksonville Jaguars once every 3 weeks, then no.
The Cowboys don't play Cleveland.
All right.
Well, and the Bucks play the Seahawks. They played the Chiefs.
I'm not saying that the Bucks had.
They played the Raiders.
I'm not disagreeing that the Bucks didn't have a tough schedule. Mm-hmm. But, you know, to say that they've run off, what is it, 10 wins? Were they 10-2? 13, 14, 15. No, they're 11-2. 11-2.
Yeah.
So to say that you've won 11 games and you didn't play the Jacksonville Jaguars, you did play the Cleveland Browns, the Rams, who else are we? It's the bottom four teams, bottom five teams. Then a schedule's a schedule.
San Francisco. Chicago.
You know what I'm saying?
Cowboys,
speaking of which.
Cowboys played both.
Played who?
The 49ers and the Bears.
All right. Same two teams the Bucs played.
So did the Bucs, yeah. And the Bucs won both of those games as well.
What were the scores?
Bucs 34, 49ers 17. That was in San Francisco. And then the Bears was the first home game win of the season. That was 36-10 here.
All right. 24-17 against San Francisco and 31-17 against Chicago. Back-to-back weeks.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's sort of, I mean, what was the Chicago score?
31-17, I believe.
31-17.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a whoop in the Bucks put on the Bears.
All right, momentarily, just to throw this out, see if Savannah coming on. Going to talk a little turntable action. We're going to give one of these bad boys away.
I've seen one before.
The ATLP60.
I have seen it.
You might have seen it.
Certainly, I haven't seen one like the one you're talking about because.
Or used one.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, used one. Have you guys ever used one? Yeah, you've seen the big DJs, you know, with the turntables and stuff. But, you know, to actually use like we used to use back in the day when we used to walk uphill both
hello,
ways.
My baby. Hello, my darling.
Exactly.
Hello, my ragtime girl.
Hey, you know who else we might, well, not talk to because I've already talked to her. We will run the interview or the chat with Paige Van Zandt.
Ah.
Also, I'm going to reach out in about a half an hour. I don't think we're going to be able to get him on.
We can try. Yeah. I love him. Him.
Specific.
Mickey Gall. I'm talking to six people.
Mickey Gall, who's fighting this weekend.
Yes, he is.
He is fighting out in Sacramento, which you will be attending.
Believe it or not, I will be attending. I'm leaving shortly.
Not only that, but
yeah, when do you leave?
Co-main event, which is a step up for him. He's been fighting some because he didn't – the CM Punk fight, the Phil Brooks fight – wasn't a co-main, right? That was lower on the card.
Yeah, it was lower.
So,
but hold on a second. Hold on. Stop the phones. Are you telling me Mickey Gall and Golly G, Sage and Honeycutt?
Right.
Is the co-main event?
That's the co-main event.
And Uriah Faber is below that?
Yeah. That surprised me. That definitely surprised me, considering the name, considering the importance of this fight for him, being his last pro fight of his career. Yeah, I would have thought that he was going to be at least co-main. But then obviously the PVZ versus Michelle Watterson, the Karate Hottie, I think, correct?
That is her?
Is her nom de guerre, if you will. But yeah, Golly G versus MG is going to be the co-main event, which is good for him. I mean, it's obviously more eyes on for him. He's just going to be able to show off his skills.
I can't believe it. Mickey's my guy.
Yeah.
You know, we are going to reach out to him, but once weigh-ins, then they're going to do commission stuff and whatever. But to have that over Uriah.
He was the co-co last time.
Gotcha.
And right above Uriah Faber.
Yeah. Last time?
Yeah.
Oh, I see a trend.
So we flippity-flopped him. Flippity flippity flop flop. Hey, football tomorrow as well. I think the Dolphins Jets.
Yes. Bad against worse.
Dolphins Jets tomorrow?
Yeah. Because there's no college.
There's only six college games tomorrow, too.
Yeah. That's just weird to think about NFL on
is tomorrow the UCF Arkansas State game?
It is.
One of the six games.
The Cure Bowl.
Hey, I'm excited about that.
How about Minnesota?
So it's Matt McClellan.
Yeah, about that. I'm very, very curious how this is all going to turn out.
I would kick every one of them out of school.
Now, of the 10 suspended players or the players
team.
That are...
The entire football team.
The entire football team.
The entire football team that is claiming to be boycotting the game.
Well,
Who are they to boycott?
The team?
Yeah. I mean, they're...
What were they suspended for?
That information was not released by the...
The school?
School. The father of one of the suspended players said that it was in relation to a Title IX investigation into an alleged sexual assault on a female who's drunk at a party at one of the football players' apartments.
Okay.
So there was some sort of happening. Apparently there was some consensual and some non-consensual activities going on. And she reported to the police. There was an independent police investigation. And then there's a school investigation as well. And the team is boycotting, saying that the names of the players were obviously released once they were identified as being suspended in relation to this investigation. And they feel that due process has not occurred and that they are being treated unfairly and are boycotting because of that.
Hmm. Northern Illinois.
Exactly. NIU now could possibly
take
step
their spot.
In. Yeah.
The Holiday Bowl.
Would right? you... Oh, well, this is not a would you rather, but does it matter less if you are... If you back into a bowl game, if you go into a bowl game and you win,
how do you back into a bowl game?
Like this. If you were not selected for this bowl game and something that is extracurricular that has nothing to do with life on the football field, how the season ended, allows you to get into a bowl game. If you play and win, does it mean less or is the win the win?
Wow. You know, this is different than just backing into a game.
Yeah.
You know, backing into the game is one thing, but being a replacement last minute.
Yeah, that's another thing. I mean, you're not practicing, right?
When is it?
I'll have to look that up. Crack research staff.
Yeah. Did you say crack research staff?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Minnesota football. Tuesday, December 27th.
Okay.
Against Washington State. So you have a little bit of time, a week and a half. Let's say, okay, if you make the decision right now, if you say Minnesota out, Northern Illinois in, you have 9 days. Ready, set, go.
And they're 5-7, Northern Illinois.
So they're not even bowl eligible.
No. They're basing it off of academic record.
Wait, whoa. How does that come into play? Academic record?
That's how Mississippi State's playing in the same people. Due to academic record.
What right. do you do? You take the collective GPA of your team?
I think it's graduation rate.
Huh. Well, that's going to be affected by how many seniors you have on your team, right?
Well, not really seniors. What about juniors who leave early? People who get
that down. They're not graduating.
So it lowers your...
But they're not eligible to graduate, so it wouldn't affect your graduation rate.
Yeah, because they left. They have no chance to graduate.
What if they've just not declared yet?
But if they've left the school.
Already?
Well, a junior could get kicked off the team.
Oh, beforehand. Like,
transfer schools.
That's so weird. This entire thing is weird.
And that's why I'm saying I don't know if why you can't do something, you know, to especially scholarship athletes.
Yeah.
You know, all right, we're a little late. It's our fault, but the weather's good here, and that's all that matters. Let's welcome to the program Steve Savanu. Steve, how are you?
Randy, how are you doing? And the weather up here is not very good. It's like 5 degrees out or something. Silly, but, you know, what can I say? We'll all be in Vegas in a month anyway.
5 degrees? I don't even know what that is.
That's a single digit.
Isn't that a rock band, 5 degrees of summer or something like that?
I think you're right. Yeah, it's called very cold.
For sure. All right, let's get right into it. We're talking about something that some of these youngins in the studio with me right now may or may not be real familiar with, and that's a turntable.
You know, that's quite possible because I've actually got some, I know some folks in high school that don't know what a vinyl record is. Well, they do now because vinyl records are actually outselling MP3 downloads. There was a report that said that they're actually outselling MP3 downloads now. So vinyl is definitely making a comeback, and it's pretty cool that it's doing it.
Well, the strange and funny thing is, I don't know what comeback means. I still have mine from the 70s.
Well, I think I have some too, and unfortunately, I got rid of a lot of my vinyl when I moved, and it's like I regret it every time. It's like, oh man, why did I do that? Why did I do that? But anyway, we've got a pretty cool turntable here.
Absolutely, and taking it one step further, the turntable that I used to use, that you used to use back in the day, I'm pretty sure wasn't Bluetooth.
No, I don't think nobody even knew what Bluetooth was back in those days. But Bluetooth, this is the ATLP60BT. It's a fully automatic wireless belt drive stereo turntable with Bluetooth capability, so you can transmit wirelessly to your speakers, to your soundbars, to your wireless headphones.
That's incredible. I can't wait to see this at the CES. This particular unit has also won some awards, I understand, correct?
Yes, we won the 2016 VIP Award with Twice Magazine, and Twice Magazine is like a retailer's go-to resource on what the coolest and neatest and newest products are in the hi-fi audio and consumer electronics industry. So we're quite pleased to win that award.
Now, according to the press release that I received, this particular product, the ATLP60BT, is on sale, I guess, right now, regularly $179. It's available right now for the holiday at $149, correct?
That is correct. We are running a promotion on this turntable right now through the holidays because it's a great opportunity to put one under the tree for Christmas.
That's awesome. Where can people get more information? Where can they hurry up and get out to the stores, get online and buy it? Because, like you just said, the holiday is right around the corner.
Holiday is right around the corner. Well, you can find out more information on this turntable by visiting our website at www.audio-technica.com and enter ATLP60-BT for Bluetooth, and there's a whole ton of information on the website on this product and information on where you can buy it, and you can even buy it online.
And, of course, we're going to give one away. Drawing will end at 11:59 tonight, but before I let you go, anything that you can let us know about the Consumer Electronics Show? It's right around the corner. It's in a couple weeks. Some new products, some new subjects, some new anything?
You know, I just know we've got a bigger booth this year, and we've got a demonstration room over in the Venetian Hotel, and I'm actually standing amongst about $100,000 worth of audio equipment that we're going to demonstrate one of our exciting new products on over at the Venetian, as well as we've got some really, really cool stuff coming that we're going to show on our booth, but you'll have to wait on that. In fact, our QC manager just held up a power cord that's worth about $19,000.
Holy cannoli. I can't wait. I can't wait for the holidays. I can't wait for the Consumer Electronics Show. I will be broadcasting live again, and hopefully we'll be able to have you sit in our studio and broadcast with us again.
I will be there. I am looking forward to definitely getting away from the single-digit cold weather here in Ohio and heading out toward the more comfortable Las Vegas weather here in January.
It'll be a lot of fun. Steve, thank you very much for your time. If we don't talk next week, have a very happy holiday, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks in Vegas.
Yep, and happy holidays to you and everybody else in your neck of the woods, and enjoy some white sand on Christmas Day, because we'll probably have white snow on Christmas Day.
I think I will go to the beach next Sunday. That is Steve Savanu, everybody, from Audio Technica, and all you have to do to register for the ATLP60BT, the wireless turntable, is in your email. You need to put that, Audio Technica, ATH, anything like that, any kind of reference in the subject line, get it sent to us. Go to knockoutradio.com, hit the contact link, and send it right to us. All right, we're going to go run out and catch a quick break. When we come back, more gibberish. What would you do? Who would you rather do? What would you rather go? Whatever. And then at the bottom of the hour, your head coach of the Miami of Ohio Redhawks, Chuck Martin. Lots still to get to. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Waterside Dental.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network. Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Holy Hog Barbecue with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken, and the best sides you'll ever enjoy. Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
It's the SEC. It's the Big Ten. It's college football at its finest. You got it. It's the Outback Bowl. Be there to catch the action when SEC division champion Florida Gators face off against Big Ten surging Iowa Hawkeyes. What a clash. What a blast. The Outback Bowl. It's one game you gotta see. January 2nd, Raymond James Stadium. Tickets at Ticketmaster. Killer gift idea.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guests on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
Arg, matey. When it's time for lunch, when it's time for dinner, when the show's over, when the day's over, when it's time to chill, where do we go? Over to Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub. It's literally in our backyard, right in back of the WTAN studios at 700 Eldridge Street, just north of downtown Clearwater. Just look for the broadcast tower. Nancy's food and atmosphere get rave reviews. The laid-back patio is a great place to hang out, dine, and listen to live music at night. And Nancy's one of the friendliest proprietors in town. And now, Nancy is serving Sunday jazz brunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Brunch served with eggs benedict, crepes, waffles, lox and bagels, shrimp, oysters, and a build-your-own omelet. That's all at Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub, 700 Eldridge Street in Clearwater. That's right where Eldridge crosses the Pinellas Trail between Myrtle and Fort Harrison. Call 446-3717. 446-3717.
Hey, this is Captain Keith Colburn of The Wizard on Deadliest Catch. I love Naughty Nancy's.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Hall of Famer Deacon Jones, and we're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Momentarily, any minute, head coach Chuck Barton from your Red Hawks. Pretty excited about
Red Hawks.
Having him in he seems like a really cool guy, too. The press conference was very cool and hosted by Anthony Beck, guy who now does college football.
ESPNU.
Yeah,
correct.
Does great deal, as a matter of fact, too. So, all right, let's get to it before we run out of time. Who would you be? What would you do? Where would you go?
Would you rather?
Are we going to get like some music for this before?
We need 2017? To. I think we should.
Can
I
you work
that
on
would
that?
Be a good idea. I'll work on it. I'll get to it.
All right.
Eventually.
All right.
So. Going to be a lot simpler than the past ones. It's not a big old explanation or whatnot. Would you rather?
Yes, I would.
Either have Joe DiMaggio's 56 game win batting streak, hit streak, or Pete Rose's 4,256 career hits record. Which record would you rather have?
Which record, not who would you rather be?
No, which record would you rather have? Nobody's come anywhere close to either one since they were established. So chances are they're going to be still going for quite some time.
I'm going to go with Pete's.
Yeah? Okay.
I'm going to go with total base hits, not consecutive.
Okay. Now, hold your reasoning why.
Okay, I'll hold my reasoning.
I want to know
like I have one.
Which one you pick.
I'm going with Pete Rose.
Okay, all right. Now, why?
Well, a couple reasons. The obvious, longevity.
Okay.
You know, you can get on a streak. I'm not saying, obviously, you can't beat DiMaggio's because it hasn't been, but Pete was close.
Yeah.
There have been a couple people close. And somebody eventually may beat them both. The one that's probably going to last the longest is the longevity, because today's dollars that you make, you're not going to play for 18, 19, 22, 26 years and do a little gambling on the side. You know, so I think the longevity. I like the longevity. Gotcha. One.
Okay. That makes sense, yeah.
I have the most hits of all time in my sport. Of all time,
yeah,
I have the most.
And then Ichiro says, well, so do I. And then Pete says, well, let me add my minor league hits as well.
Ooh.
Shots fired.
Wow.
Oh.
So what?
You just compared Japanese baseball to the minor leagues?
Yeah.
That's what you did.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm okay with that. Are you going to compare Canadian football with the NFL?
Have you not seen the Japanese baseball players that beat the American baseball players every time they play?
Yeah.
And they play over in Japan?
First of all, it's not a real deal. It's not a real game. You put...
What?
Whoa. Time out.
What?
It's not a real game?
No, it's not a real game.
Whoa. How is it not a real game?
It's a show.
What's a show?
It's like a Pro Bowl. It's like... If you were to play, it would be like send the real NBA Dream Team over there. Send the real MLB Dream Team over there. Do you really think that any other baseball team could beat a legitimate Dream Team baseball team?
Baseball more so than any other sport, yes.
I mean, anything's possible again.
Any given Sunday. There's always a puncher's chance.
There's always a puncher's chance.
I don't know.
I'll take the MLBers.
It's proven in the World Baseball Classic.
But that's still not the same. I mean, that's still not an all-star team. It's still not the best of the best. And again, the World Baseball Classic takes most of the MLB players and they put them all over, you know, the countries that they represent. Now, put the MLB guys, the top. Give me the top 22 baseball players.
Japan has... 2 golds and a bronze in 3 events.
Okay.
The U.S. isn't on there.
I'm not saying the U.S. I never said the word the U.S.
So Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball. US. No, it's not the U.S.
So you want to take... you're talking about a lot of Dominican players.
Yeah, I'm not saying...
You're talking about Cuban
players. MLB is not the U.S. So give me a MLB all-star team.
Okay.
And then tell me that any other country... Any other organization?
American League or National League?
All star. When
them all.
It's right.
So pick your team.
So, I don't.
We don't have enough time.
Yeah,
for
we
that.
We really truly don't have.
We only
enough
have
time to
half
argue.
Hour left. We're already halfway done. But that might be once. That might be something we do on a future show. We'll have to again. This is production beforehand.
Pre-production.
Yeah.
We don't do that.
Yeah, we might have to try to pick out our own personal all-star team for the MLB.
That sounds like so much fun.
I'm cool with that.
I may do it on the plane tonight.
You right. Okay?
No, I'm sleeping on the plane.
And eating.
I'm eating.
Yes.
I'm eating a lot.
Yeah.
Because as you guys know, I screwed up my flight.
Yeah.
So.
And what happened?
I was going tomorrow. The fight's in Sacramento tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So I was going to go in the morning. So if I left it, I think it was 5 or 6 in the morning, I got to Sacramento around noon. Doors open at 11:30.
Okay.
Now, I still could have done it, but what happens if there's a delay? So I'm on one of the last flights tonight.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully I can get out of Dallas because of weather and such. And then I turn right around and red-eye it tomorrow night back to Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Land at 6. I'm going to hit up Hutchinson's Barbecue, possibly Hard 8 Barbecue.
What's his name?
I don't get it.
That's okay.
Well, you guys are killing me.
You'll be enjoying some FitLife foods as well.
I will be doing that on the plane. Big shout out, big thank you to St. Pete's own Maurice Spates.
That was awesome. That was the first time I've gotten a chance to see him play.
Ever?
Ever.
You never saw him in high school?
High school.
Actually, even that one was questionable.
I went to a couple games.
Did you?
Yeah. I went to the state finals, semifinals? I think it was the semifinals.
So anyway, before like the two of you bore everybody to death, St. Pete's own Maurice Spates now with the L.A. Clippers. I believe he had
8 points.
8 points.
He had 2 threes.
Well, he's a three-point shooter.
He had 2 threes. It was amazing.
It's really not amazing. He shoots three-pointers.
A center that shoots threes.
Yeah. Well, and that's one of the things that makes him so valuable. You know, his defense, his rebounding skills, and his cheering on the sidelines is everything that Mo Spates does so well. He had a huge amount of fans there, too.
Yeah, he did.
He had a whole section.
It was a lower section, too. It was a hookup.
Talking at the half court line, too.
Yeah.
They must know people.
Yeah, right.
Well, in the past, he's had a suite. He's had up in the corner, and he points up there to people after he scores or jams.
Obviously, he didn't know where his seats were, but where he would have pointed.
Yeah, we are definitely pretty sure of that. So, what's the other college games this weekend?
I liked his warm-ups, though.
Yeah,
or lack of warm-up.
Everybody else is warming up.
That's the Randy Harris warm-up.
I wasn't aware.
Is it jump rope?
He did do the jump rope for 10 seconds.
Yeah, that was.
But while everybody else is shooting and doing whatever,
boot it.
What was he doing?
He was.
He talked a lot. Yeah. He said hi to a lot of different people.
That is how I warm up.
That's exactly how you warm up.
I do it that way. All right. Before we run out of time, let's sort of catch up. This may be our last break. We do have a lot of things to get to. So let's go hit a real quick break, Ed, if we can do that. When we come back, a little more gibberish. Greg Hendrick coming up. We may run the Paige Van Zandt interview. I know you have other things to get to, and we'll try to do some of that when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Waterside Denim.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's the SEC. It's the Big Ten. It's college football at its finest. You got it. It's the Outback Bowl. Be there to catch the action when SEC division champion Florida Gators face off against Big Ten surging Iowa Hawkeyes. What a clash. What a blast. The Outback Bowl. It's one game you gotta see. January 2nd, Raymond James Stadium. Tickets at Ticketmaster. Killer gift idea.
At Torta Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Torta Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Torta Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring. Staff Zone is.
As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous. Fabulous.
Split End Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course, a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South El Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Trent Dilfer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Sometimes the music, all the time the music's better than the show.
Just
thought I'd say
true
that.
Statement.
Yes.
So John Jones submitted Dan Henderson in the grappling tournament and then calls out the owner of the grappling tournament.
I mean, if you're going to go big and say that you're going to go after the top in that particular sport, well, go after the guy who's running that organization.
Yeah, but Chael's not the best in the sport. But he's just running.
He's the best talker, though.
Well, no, he's the best talker, but, you know, there's much better grapplers. There's much better Brazilian jiu-jitsu artists.
Yeah.
May not match up size-wise.
Yeah,
but,
that's true.
You know, but does it matter? And that's how MMA and the UFC and everything really first started, was the fact that...
No rules, no divisions, no nothing, right?
Right. Well, there were a few rules, but what I'm getting at is the guy that dominated the early mixed martial arts world was a phenomenal Brazilian jiu-jitsu, but not the biggest guy in the world.
It's tiny compared to the likes of Dan Severn or... some of the other guys that I know I should know off the top of my head.
Paul, Shamrock, Tank, you know, all those guys were early. And, of course, I'm talking about Hoyce Gracie.
Fry.
Don
too,
Fry.
Yeah.
What about Tandy playing
out of his
unbelievable
mind.
The last 2 weeks?
Out of his
Conti
mind.
Comes back. What do you do? Do you go back to Conti?
It's sort of the same question as Romo or Prescott. You got to go with who's been performing recently.
I mean, I think I stay with Tandy anyway, but Conti, you know, did do some good things just before he did get hurt.
Yeah.
Adam Humphreys out of concussion protocol. So good news for that.
Yeah, right time, because obviously this is going to be an all hands on deck type game. And I think that's going to make it even more exciting to watch at 8:30 on Sunday night, now that it's in primetime.
And I like what Richard Sherman said.
About
Thursday games.
The fest?
Well, no, you said it on here. Richard Sherman, Seahawks, last ones to get the middle finger from the NFL.
Yeah.
I like that. And it's true. The Thursday games are awful. it makes an awful product when you can't be properly prepared.
Now, you had said, I believe it was on the Wednesday show.
Please don't take everything I said as gospel.
Well, I mean, this is a very good point, though. You were
then
talking
take it for the truth.
Then you were talking about how you feel if some team gets a Thursday game, it should be right after their bye week.
Mm-hmm.
So they have that extra time. Do you feel that they should keep Thursday night games if that was the case, because it would keep the players safer and it would put a better product on the field? Or would you rather say, here's a would you rather. Would you rather Thursday night games for teams coming off their bye week, or get rid of Thursday night games altogether?
I could be okay with either one, but for huge NFL football sports fans, keep the Thursday night games. Just make that be the bye. They're coming off the bye week,
yeah,
and then they play on Thursday.
And then they're off until that next Sunday, so right. They get another week and a half after that, too.
Well, it's not necessarily a week and a half, but no, they would get the two extra days, so it's not necessarily off. You're off the week before, you play on Sunday, you're then off.
It's still more time to rest, though.
Well, and I'm not just saying for the sake of resting, I'm saying for the sake of preparing.
No, I'm talking about after the fact, though, after the Thursday night game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more concerned with the Thursday game, not after the Thursday game. Because mm-hmm. if you play on Thursday, you have those extra days, which is kind of what you just said. Yeah. But it's now 10 days. So I'm not as worried about the product. And it's the product. You know, in the words of some attorneys, it's the shield. You know, it's the product. It's mm-hmm. that Thursday game is awful because you can't prepare for it. So you're off. Now maybe you come back 2 days early, a day early, whatever. You're playing on Sunday. Now, you know, you're off those 4 or 5 days, mm-hmm. which is still good. Coming on Friday, catch a little film, you know, do light stuff. And then you're back at it Monday, Tuesday. And then depending on whether you have to fly out or not. Because, again, what people don't seem to realize, you play on Sunday. Monday.
I think people are pretty.
No. What I'm pretty sure
they play on Sunday.
I understand that. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, I don't think people realize that. Yeah, they play on Thursday. Wednesday's a nothing day, because if you're flying somewhere to a game, you don't get to do anything.
Yeah.
So Thursday's out. Monday's almost out because you're still a little, you know, battered, and you know you're doing treatments and you're doing as whatever you can to get prepared. So it's giving you one day, Tuesday, to get ready to play. And you can't spend much time the week before worrying about Thursday, because you have to worry about Sunday.
And usually Tuesday, they have that day off to heal anyway.
Right, but I don't think you get Tuesday off if you play on Thursday.
No, that's what I mean. It puts the players in jeopardy. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, health-wise.
Yeah. They wonder why all these injuries are happening. I would like to see a stat that the number of injuries that happen after or before or right after a Thursday night game.
All right, Wags, there you got it. You have more things to do for next week. So by next Thursday, because I wanted a day early.
Right.
I want to know. Injuries.
But I'm working this week. If I have to have it done by Thursday, I'd like to have it off my bye week, right?
Yeah. All right. Then don't get it done because you don't get a bye week. Greg Hendrick coming up momentarily. We're going to find out what's going on MMA world out there at the Nevada State Athletic Commission. I'm being told by my producer to hit a break. So Alex said it. We will do it. We'll hit a break. When we come back, we'll reach out to Greg Hendrick. I really don't know where Coach Martin is, but now I may be rooting for the other team.
Oh.
That's all I'm saying. This is Talkin' Sports. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's the SEC. It's the Big Ten. It's college football at its finest. You got it. It's the Outback Bowl. Be there to catch the action when SEC division champion Florida Gators face off against Big Ten surging Iowa Hawkeyes. What a clash. What a blast. The Outback Bowl. It's one game you gotta see. January 2nd, Raymond James Stadium. Tickets at Ticketmaster. Killer gift idea.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guest on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite number 8, Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Holy Hog Barbecue, with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena, continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering, from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken, and the best sides you'll ever enjoy, Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's Chuck the Ice Lewandow, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, some sad news, some good news, and then we're going to go out to Las Vegas.
Sad news. First off, we lost a great in the world of the NBA, Craig Sager, yesterday afternoon due to cancer.
Never, ever heard one bad word about that guy.
A legend. True.
You know, everybody loved him. Charles Barkley has said things, done things. Shaq has said things, done things. They would do whatever, you know, for him.
Greg Popovich.
Yeah, Pop. That's a big one.
Even I watched the YouTube of his interview because it was Pop, you know, and him doing whatever. Other sad news in Alan Thicke.
Yes.
You know, the first captain of the Tampa Bay Lightning. Most people don't know that. So, sad news. Good news. We have a Holy Hog gift certificate. You know what? Let's make it two Holy Hog gift certificates that I have made a corporate decision on, and we're going to give to Ed.
Hey.
So we're going to send Ed out to Holy Hog and let
sure,
him...
Sure, that's what I need, some more Holy Hog.
Just for you. Now, let's go out to Las Vegas and welcome our Las Vegas correspondent, Mr. Greg Hendrick. Greg, how are you?
I'm well. Is this the bye week, or is this the week after the bye week, or is this the Thursday game, the Saturday game? What is it?
No, it's the Sunday game, which is the Cowboys.
Okay, got it. Just want to make sure. I was trying to follow the bouncing ball between you and Alex on that last one.
Well, but you understand what I was saying, right? It makes sense.
All right, I get it. You might know I'm a little bit of a Cowboys fan, so as long as they give them 10 days after Thanksgiving, which they didn't give this year.
Oh, well, no, they wouldn't get 10 days after the Thanksgiving game. They would have
They used to.
Well, and that's what they definitely should do. But before we run out of time, a lot went down yesterday at the Nevada State Athletic Commission. You were our man in the town, on the spot. Tell us what happened.
So I assume most of your listeners have already heard, but basically the three big ones were all adjudicated. That would be John Jones, Nate Diaz, and Brock Lesnar. We can start with whichever one you want. Bounce through it.
Before we start with the three, I'm going to ask you, why does it take so long from Brock Lesnar's event was in June, I believe. Why did it take 5-6 months? Might have been July, you're right. You know, to get to that. And was it the athlete's fault or is it the commission's fault?
I think it's just a lot of legal proceedings. As you know, it got tabled many times. I went to many of those meetings in between, as we discussed. Not taking too much time today, but I went to them and they got tabled and tabled again and tabled again until they finally got a resolution.
You know, it's just kind of funny, and then we're going to get into the three that you mentioned, you know, that they've been suspended for a year and half of it is already done because that's how long they've been out since that, you know, their event. Let's start with...
Absolutely. I guess you'll get Jones back to July. You'll get Nate back to July. Brock back to July, and I think Nate was also July.
Well... Nate's, correct me if I'm wrong, was just like community service and stuff for throwing the water bottle.
I know, right? he got fine money.
Oh, did he? Okay. Well, let's start with the big one. Let's start with Brock Lesnar.
So Brock got 12-month suspension. Bear with me, I have a cold, guys, so I'm sorry. Lesnar got a 12-month suspension, which will, you know, be retroactive back to July 9, 2016. And his fine will be $250,000, which I believe is about 10% of his reported paycheck, and then his win will go to a no contest.
So, a couple of real quick questions, and I don't know if you know the answer. Did he receive a win bonus, or was his, you know, show win everything all 250 and no win bonus?
No idea. I do know a lot of the top athletes, especially in the championship fights, it's a one check, not a win and a show. But I'm not sure with Brock's.
Well, and again, at $2.5 million, you know, I would assume that would take up, you know, most of it. I've talked about this.
I would take the $2.5 million. I'm not really worried about if it's a show or a win.
Right. No, yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. You know, we'll take it all together. You know, we've talked to numerous people, the governor that we call out there in Colorado, Josh Berkman. You know, I've talked to other athletes about this. How come when you don't make weight, a percentage of that money goes to the opponent? But if you cheat and then get tested positive, none of that, or very rarely any of that money, goes to the other opponent?
Very interesting question. Don't know the answer, but I will tell you to keep this brief. I'm not sure exactly what Mark Hunt's representative wanted to discuss, but he tried to get into the meeting during the voting. They made him wait till after to the public comment, and he declined at that time. So I'm sure that Mark had some discussions and his representatives.
Now, Brock wasn't there, was he?
No, he was not. None of these three athletes were there. Again, the only thing I know is that Mark Hunt's representative was on the line, but again, due to the way the proceedings took place, he was not allowed to talk during the voting, and when it got to the public comment, he basically passed.
All right, and John Jones also got a year suspension.
John Jones got a year. He got no money because, remember, as your listeners follow this, there was no money because there was no purse. He never did fight. And they sort of followed the UFC and the USADA policies on that one for offenses regarding those drugs.
Just to let the listeners, you know, John Jones was just in a grappling event where he defeated Dan Henderson and, you know, he's called out jail, et cetera, et cetera.
Correct.
How is he allowed to do those things, but he's not allowed to fight?
In my opinion, this is just me guessing on this one, Randy and Alex and the rest of the guys. I believe it's because it's not regulated by sports commissions. And again, I could be wrong, but I think it's something to do with the regulation. The ABC, the Associated Boxing Commissions, does not regulate the grappling tournaments. So I believe it's something in that gray area.
Okay. So that's your three biggies. Anything else go down that
and
we
And then Nate,
know
of course, like we said, the one thing about Nate, you said he didn't have money. He did. It's $50,000.
Which is a lot of money.
$50,000 and 50 hours community service. 2.5% of his purse, which is in line with McGregor. McGregor's was 2.5. Obviously, the money's different, but the percentage is the same.
Now, on the community service, does he get to pick what to do, or does the athletic commission decide what he has to do?
I think he has a say in it. I believe, obviously, they're going to have him do it in Stockton. He doesn't have to fly to Vegas to do it. I believe they give him some guidance on types if they want, that they want him to do. But he's involved. Again, if you remember the McGregor one, they actually put him to bullying. I mean, they actually told him it would be regarding bullying of kids. But I don't remember anything like that regarding Nate.
Okay. Anything else real quick that came out of the commission other than those three guys?
Real quick, I can summarize all the other 30, 40 items they had. A lot of our friends are now licensed for 2017. 13 referees, including Big John and Big Dan, Tony, Yves Levine. As far as the judges, we'll get to see Chris Lee and Sal D'Amato, Jeff Mullen, and the rest of that crew.
Well, that's all good news. You know, and then you have also something coming up on New Year's Eve. Can you touch base on that real quick?
Absolutely. As we discussed in the past, an excellent event. To make it quick for you, four title fights with World Series of Fighting and the middle of New York City at the theater in Madison Square Garden, and I believe it's public knowledge now. So if not, it will be. Chuck and Randy will be joining us at the fights.
Yep. No, it's out. It's public knowledge, and they will be up there. They'll be involved. I know they're going to do some things the day before, which is pretty exciting. And two good guys to have involved in your event. Not
to my old friends. It's a small world, I believe, Randy. As you know better than any of us, you've been in here longer than any of us in the MMA world. what a winding road. I'll be working again with Chuck and Randy.
There you go. Well, have fun. If I don't talk to you next week, I wish you and your family a very happy holiday. And I'll see you out at the Consumer Electronics Show in a couple weeks.
Same to you and your listeners, and you guys all take care.
All right. Greg Hendrick, everybody. He is our Las Vegas correspondent covering everything that is and isn't out there in Vegas. Get right into it Sunday night. The Dallas Cowboys, and I couldn't talk much about it because he is a huge Cowboy fan.
Big Cowboy fan.
Tried to avoid that a little bit.
Well, he said that he would talk MMA, and he would even talk about UFC on Saturday, but he would not discuss Sunday unless he was tagging along with me. And when I say with me, I will be in Dallas for that game Sunday night. A massive game, really, for both. Because if the Cowboys lose this game, they've already started some of the fans, some of the media, you know, put in Romo, you know, he's hit a wall.
Jerry Jones has said it.
It's crazy to me. It's absolutely crazy. So it is a must win for the Dallas Cowboys, but I believe it's even a bigger win for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
It's a must win for Dak Prescott.
Yeah, well, that's right. Okay.
I say if the Bucs are ahead by 10 points by halftime, Romo's in.
Really?
Ooh, I don't know about that.
I think if you make that, then it's done. You can't flip-flop back.
Nope.
You know, if you put Romo in, he's in for the rest of the year.
And then Dak comes out of halftime with a limp.
Well, yeah, there you have
it. A sore thumb.
If you're looking at the Vegas numbers as of right now, the over-under is 47. So there's that. Money line right now, minus 290 for the Cowboys. So they are favored plus 245.
Now, I saw that they were giving six. If they're giving six and you get three for playing at home, that means the Cowboys are giving 3 points in this game. And you know what? I got a really funny feeling. I got a funny feeling. I'm going to say it here. I'm going to say it loud. I'm going to say it proud. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio. I'm taking the Bucks Sunday night.
I agree.
Yeah, I'll do it too.
Twitter.
KOX.
Sean, KO Radio.
Everybody have a fantastic week. Join us next Friday for the final show of 2016. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Waterside Bet.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
Obama talks personal beef. I'm Michael Toscano. President Obama is about to walk into the press briefing room at the White House.